thanks for joining us here on Sportsnet 650. How's your morning been so far?
Oh, morning is good. Working on a little of the afternoon back here in the, I guess, kind of the East Coast, but central New York.
Right.
So, but yeah, all done practice right now and just got off the ice.
Well, you know, us in Vancouver, we're micromanaging the Utica Comets. The Canucks are not enough for us. We have to micromanage the job you guys do with the Comets. But, you know, just to get a bit of an update, I think Olli Juolevi obviously is an important prospect for this organization. And, you know, he finally came over to North America this season after spending a year in Finland. And through two games, we've heard a lot of positive things about his progress. What has stood out to you with how Juolevi's played so far?
Yeah, so I would agree with that. Olli has been good. He came in, he got an exhibition game in, which I was happy for him to kind of get ready for how it is a little bit and get him up and running. And then I think he's had a good, solid weekend. You know, he's had some really solid plays with the puck, how he's moving the puck. He's getting power play time down here, and he's done a good job with how he's delivering pucks on the power play. 5-on-5, we've got him and Jalen Chatfield pair together right now, and I really like the way they've complemented each other. And Olli's been, he's got some poise with the puck. He's done a really good job of moving that puck 5-on-5, and he's had a couple, you know, mistakes, as we're all going to do, and some things to learn about just positional-wise, but he's had an overall really good weekend, I think.
And how coachable has he been? Has it been really easy to kind of go over things with him and he picks it up pretty quickly?
Yeah, no, he's been fine. Actually, it's funny you mentioned that, because there's only been a couple small details that we're talking with him about right now, and there hasn't been a ton of things thrown at Olli, because he's done a good job. And that's the one thing you've got to measure, I guess, as a coach here, that, you know, you're not overwhelming guys either. You know, you have to let them find their way a little bit and just kind of fine tune some things. But then the good thing is for Olli is that we feel like it's not an overhaul to his game or how he's playing. You know, it's just some small parts that we're seeing that he needs to tweak. And I thought he's done a good job.
And how do you come to the determination that a player like Juolevi is ready for that next step to play in the NHL as a top four defense or even top six defenseman at this point, just being in an NHL lineup?
Well, I mean, I guess that comes in time. That's really not like I prepare them. I want to get them ready. And then, you know, that's where we have other people in the organization are going to come and see him and watch them, or they're going to get their opportunities where they get called up and show whether they're ready for that or not. I think a lot of that isn't necessarily, hey, this guy is 100% ready. I think it's more once you see them and they get a taste for it and how they're, and every guy responds differently, or their confidence level is going to be different when they go to the NHL or whenever that call-up happens. So I think those things will kind of happen normally, as opposed to maybe someone just sitting there and pointing the finger and saying, yeah, he's ready now.
Talking with head coach of the Utica Comets, Trent Cull, here on the Playbook Sportsnet 650. And Trent, of your forward groups, there's a few players who haven't managed to get into any games yet. It's only been two games, which is fair, and you have a lot of forwards to be dealing with. But Jonah Gadjevich, there is the contract option to send him back to the OHL based on the signing of when he got that contract deal done last season. Is there any conversation about how serious the organization is looking into that because of the number of forwards you have there in Utica right now?
I myself have not had that conversation with anyone, so that's, I guess, that would answer your question. Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, Jonah has not played yet, but I mean, we like Jonah. He's an intelligent hockey player. Unfortunately, we just have a glut of forwards right now.
Yeah, Lukas Jacek, also another forward who hasn't gotten in. And again, this is kind of a coach's best scenario where you have so many, you know, young players to be mixing in with. But what is that challenge like for you? Because not only is this an important development season for a lot of these prospects for the Canucks, but for you as a head coach of an AHL team, you're still also trying to put the best team out there to win games.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's, you know what, to be honest with you, what ends up normally happening is this is how it is at the start of the American Hockey League season almost every year. It's a little bit extra here this year, but and then, you know, as you guys have heard from last year, I mean, we went through 56 hockey players. And so Vancouver, I'm sure, unfortunately, you know, I'm knocking on wood when I say this, they'll probably run into some injuries at some point. And then, you know, all of a sudden, two or three guys will be up playing in Vancouver, and then all of a sudden we'll run into some injuries and two or three guys will not be here. And then these guys that haven't had an opportunity will probably get themselves in and then they'll probably end up staying. So that's, you know, it's always, unfortunately, it's the time of the year, and it does stink. But we're trying to do as much as we can for that group, working with them in practice, trying to have intense practices, getting a lot of reps, having extra skill time. And then the other thing is we're trying to teach through video with the group. So we have a young group that's all kind of moving along together. We'd like them to be able to absorb. And so even though we're showing more clips, say maybe of Jonathan Dolan to Jonah Gadjevich, but they're all trying to build together. So we're hoping to fast track their learning. So when they do get in and get the opportunity to play, that they're ready and prepared.
And, you know, the fact that the Canucks own the Comets, too, makes it easier for you to go out there and navigate both things, right? Because you're trying to be competitive and win games, but it's not a standalone organization that is dead set on just making the playoffs. So for your job, being a situation where everybody's on board, does that make it easier from your perspective to bring these guys along and develop them the right way?
Oh, for sure. It's my job is to win and develop win. That's why I'm getting paid, and that's why my coaching staff is. I mean, that's what we're trying to accomplish. That, and you know what? Even though it is difficult, and I just had a meeting with some of those guys today, and it's really difficult to be here and not be playing, because that's why they're in Utica, New York, right now, is to play hockey. So it stinks, but you know what? They're upbeat. They've got a good mindset, and the guys that have played have contributed. And so it is kind of the juggling act, but we're lucky. We got a good group of bosses and a great place in Utica here, and everybody's on board with what we're doing.
We're talking to Utica Comets head coach Trent Call here on Sportsnet 650. And when it comes to Jonathan Dolan, you guys saw him a bit last year, and of course he came over for the playoffs. How much growth have you seen in his game since you last saw him play for the Comets in the postseason?
From his last time seeing him in the postseason, like he came over, he had that confidence here, and now, and it's good. And, you know, we didn't know what to expect, just to be outright honest. And what we had seen in exhibition, recovering from mono, like this is, you know, a year plus ago now. I mean, we saw a much better hockey player, that's for sure. So, and now we're seeing Jonathan the same thing. And so we see that he's got some great offense to his game. And for us, it'll be like where we see with Jonathan, it'll be the details of his game, you know. Making sure that he's available for his teammates, working to make sure that you're working with the other four guys on the ice. And there's a lot of small little, I guess, details of intricacies of how we play that we want him to be able to absorb. And then the good thing with Jonathan is we're not teaching him offense or when to go or how to go or those plays, how he sees the play develop. He has a lot of those great gifts already. And so now it's just more the other, I guess you'd say, details of defensively being available so we can move pucks offensively quicker and transition hockey. That if we can teach him that, I think it will really help him.
And what about the development so far of Zach MacEwen, who currently leads your team in points through just the first two games?
He's been great. Zach is coming along. We have a higher bar for Zach this year, right? I mean, it was a little bit lower last year, but it's just we want to make sure he's a first-year guy coming in the league last year. But now, you know, there's a higher bar. We expect more from him. I was happy to have Zach. He was one of my guys. He was on the ice in the last minute of the game the other night. We're winning versus Belleville. Just thought he's been solid, and that's the kind of minutes Zach MacEwen, you know, that's what we want him to take. And it's not just about offense. Like, he's not a. I'm not sure if Zach MacEwen's going to be a top six forward in the NHL. You know, I don't know where, as he progresses, where he'll be. So we want to make sure the details and where he is on the ice and how he plays in those tough situations, 5-on-5, all those things are being taught, and he's getting those repetitions. So it'll make him more a rounded player.
Would you agree that he might be physically ready to the NHL compared to some of the other younger guys there? And if the Canucks do need an injury call up in their bottom six, Zach MacEwen might warrant a longer look than someone like Dahlin or maybe even a Brendan Gaunce, who of course had been with the Canucks previously.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, it's going to be the, you know, how we, like you said, the start of the first question there. I mean, it's been two games, so we got to see how we're progressing along. He may be one of those guys who's putting himself in that conversation. But you know what? It usually takes a while for, like we say, with injuries, now that all works out. But we want to make sure it's a full body of work. And as my experience is, I don't think we ever really want to be in a rush with these guys. We want to make sure, you know, they are prepared. And it's the whole rounded game, not just, you know, a little bit of points or a little bit of success in certain areas.
One of the things that I find fascinating, Trent, is not putting a kid up too soon, not because you don't think he can handle a fourth line role, but it's not pigeonholing a young player to play a certain style when maybe he has more to give. And how do you navigate that as an organization, whether it's you or the Canucks up here in Vancouver, to you could maybe call up McEwen today and he can play on the fourth line and maybe he'll do fine, but maybe he has more to give and maybe bringing him up too soon won't allow him to reach his potential. Like, how much of that goes into the conversation?
Well, yeah, I think first and foremost, if we all know if someone's deserving, if they're all parts of their game are really working well. And then there's the other side of the conversation. Are you calling up a guy for one game? Well, you know what? We have some solid veteran players who've been in the NHL, who have experience. They might be better off for one game going there as opposed to trekking a guy across the country who's a kid who's going up for one game and then coming right back down again. Sometimes the older guys who've been through it all handle those ups and downs a little bit better. Sometimes the young guys who go up there, all of a sudden now when they come back, they go into a bit of a tailspin too. So I think it's just it's overall, there's so many, I guess, whether they're mentally ready, but then also, like you said before, whether the physical part of the game, if they're ready physically to go up to contribute as well, too. So we always talk about that. That's part of our job. I think it's Ryan Johnson. He sees all the games. He's coming, you know, and he's weighing that, you know, great guy to have on your staff because played in the NHL, knows what it takes, and he sees these guys, and he gets to see them a lot with us. And so we have a really good relationship. And then he reports to Jim, and we kind of go from there.
And how has Adam Gaudette looked, and how is he improving his game?
Good, good. Adam has been solid. I mean, it's not easy coming to the American Hockey League and playing center. He had some point-blank opportunities in our first game. So that's a good thing. He's in the right areas, even though, you know, he didn't score, but really good opportunities. So he's finding the right ice. And then the other part, just from game one to game two, you know, we just talked about a lot of times young guys come in the league, there's a lot of swing to their game, just adjusting, making sure we're supporting our teammates when we're coming out of the zone, especially as a centerman. And so I've seen just a small bit of that. He's a real hungry kid. He's hungry for knowledge and he wants to get better. And those things, he's done a really good job of accepting that, even from game one to game two.
Just a couple more minutes here with Trent Kull, head coach of the Utica Comets. And before we let you go, do you have an update on Thatcher Demko and how he's bouncing back from that concussion?
Just, you know what, Thatcher's he's feeling in better spirits, that's for sure, than when I first saw him last week. But he's, you know, still a very in the protocol. And I don't even, you know, to say that I know he's rode the bike and I don't know what his results are today. I haven't had a chance to talk to our trainer, but I think he's very initially in the kind of return to play, I believe, but I don't even know if that is, if he's moving along. He's just kind of starting that off to see how he does. So it's very, very initial stages, very baby steps right now.
Sportsnet 650.